The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
It's not all electoral politics on the show, though, because we're going to kick things off with Sharon Horgan. She of Bad Sisters fame, season two, is on Apple TV at the moment. And of course, that means she's been doing the rounds, promoting it here and in the US in particular. And she was on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, one of the real popular late evening television shows there. And she had to explain to him the origins and the meaning of a certain Irish word. Take a listen.
There's just a lot of great Irish words that kind of, I don't know, really know where they come from, but there's something
hit,
just
hit
about...
Hit me, baby. Well, give me another one.
Okay, there's one that we use in the show in the first episode, and we had our screening here, our premiere the other night, and it was predominantly American audience, and they didn't laugh at this word, because they know what it was. So the word is ghee.
Ghee?
Oh. Is that an Irish person?
What's that mean?
It's like another word for the female anatomy, part of.
So a ghee.
Depends who you say.
A ghee
is your vagina. And so you can, there's lots of variations of it. So you can call someone a ghee bag, which is sort of like a wagon. and then you can say ghee-eyed. I got ghee-eyed the other night, which means you got drunk. Yeah.
That's a weird combo.
That is a weird combo, I guess. If you're not used to it, we are indeed used to it. Ghee-eyed, ghee-bags and ghees galore. Edward Hayden is with me, TV chef and culinary lecturer at the Southeast Technological University. Claire Ronan, the broadcaster as well. Edward, have you examples of ghee, ghee-bag and ghee-eyed Irish words that you like to rely on?
Well, Kieran, I'm not so sure I should be sharing them with you at 4 o'clock of an afternoon. if I have, I was listening to Sharon there, and I suppose whilst we have a numerous array of colourful words and fruit and vegetable-based emojis for the body parts, I might spare them of you. But I suppose there's the whole notion of language and turning language on its head, and you know, words that are kind of colloquially understood but perhaps not understood or accessible to others. I mean, we have a plethora of them in the language. I mean, I was just thinking of one in advance of our conversation. I mean, isn't Banjaxt a great example of that, you know? And
yeah.
I think if you were out on your holidays in these water parks that you mentioned that we now have to travel to, but if you were to say you were Banjaxt, I'm not so sure anyone other than people from Ireland would understand you. Things like knackered as well, you know, gives that same sense of just being fatigued or worn out or bet. I mean, even to say the word bet, you know, I think it's one of those things.
Yeah, banjo. I don't even know the etymology of banjaxt. I don't know where it comes from. There's no kind of word Oscailge I can think of that kind of is close to it. I'm sure maybe a Gaelic scholar might get in touch to suggest otherwise. Claire Ronan, have you your version of banjaxt or knackered or ghee-eyed? What are your kind of favourite turns of phrase that mean nothing to people outside this island?
Well, I love aegis or half an aegis. Crack, zero crack, the jacks, Cassmologian, which is a very popular word describing the weather in the west of Ireland, a yokey bobs or a thingamajig, and I like nut job and nut bag, but I think notions is a new one that's entered into the English language recently, and that I love. But Kieran, what we are brilliant at, the best in the whole world, are nicknames. So where I come from, or where I'm living now, there are three people. Two are called Face. One is called Face because he's very good looking. One is called Face because he's not good looking. And the other one is called Smell. And they've had those nicknames for 30 years. And every time I meet them, I have to actually gather my face together not to react, because that's Face. And Face lives in Sligo Town and is very well known. So I think there's nobody in the world that uses the English language that we do. And it would take quite a lot of understanding to get to the bottom of some of the expressions that we use.
Edward, you're like heavily involved in amateur dramatics in Greg Na Mana and around the country as well. Like, have we, beyond the odd word, have we a way of using language that's unique?
Well, I think so. And I mean, again, I suppose you mentioned about the etymology of of banjaxed. I mean, I think that one of the things is our kind of bilingual use of words. I mean, in terms of if you were talking now about sport or drama, if you were to say, oh, he has a great graw for that, or if someone is unlucky, you'd say, well, what me off for him to have met up with her or whatever. So I think there's a sense of things like that. But I know if I go to a play or go to a match or even look at someone's house that's upside down or not in the best condition, I might sometimes say it's in rag order. So I love that phrase, the whole notion of something being in rag order. I think it gives a great colourful description of it as well. A dose, of course. Don't we describe a lot of people as a dose? Now, there's different sorts of doses, but I think a dose in the way we use it to describe people is nearly always meant in a negative connotation.
Oh, it's a great one. I love describing people as a dose.
It's so descriptive and graphic.
It is. I love saying, oh, don't mind him. He's a dose. He is
a mighty dose.
Worse again. A mighty dose, even worse. Claire, that's true. I mean, Edward gives the example of, you know, such and such has a graw for whatever it happens to be, a graw for a pint, and a bit of Irish creeping into it. But even the way we use English, you know, that kind of turn of phrase, I do be running, or people do be like outside of Ireland, nobody says that, and we say that in English, but we say that in English because that's a direct translation of how you would use that phrase in Irish, a bheith aigre, to be running.
To be running, yeah, absolutely. But we also use the word like. You know, do you know what I mean? Like, I mean, what does that actually mean? You know, so there's a huge amount of new English sort of phrases coming into the Irish language as we use it, you know. But some of them, like stall the digger, you know,
stall the digger. I've never heard that one.
Oh, yeah, stall the digger. Like you're in the middle of telling the story and then you remember something. You're like, stall the digger. I have to finish the rest of that story in a minute. I need to tell you something new. Or how's she cutting or hanging? Like to walk past someone on the street and say, how are you? How's she cutting? Like somebody else who's not from the area, like, what the hell are you actually talking to? Or come here to me till I ask you. You know, the use of, they're affectionate. It's not, you know, I think it is a part of English and Irish mixing in together a bit.
And it's funny.
I love the one, your man.
Your man and your one.
You know your man.
You're married to your one. Yeah, from up there, up the road. From up the road, down that way. The root of these words as well, and some of the phrases, they get a little lost over time. I often, Edward, think of, you know, I still say to tape things on the television, and my kids then say to tape things, but that doesn't mean anything. They don't know what, they just think tape is another word for record. They don't realise that I'm actually referring to a cassette tape or a videotape you would put into a machine. You know, they don't know. And what it reminds me of is I remember, you'd say stop the lights about things. And it was only, because I'm too young to remember kind of Quicksilver on television. But it was only after I'd kind of used it in someone's company and they said, that's from a TV show, from Quicksilver. But again, like I had used this all the time. I didn't know where it came from.
And the second part of it is, and blow those bulbs, isn't it? but that's the thing. I mean, I'm just thinking your children are probably saying, when you're telling them to tape, they're probably going into the sitting room and saying, God, he's some dose. but I think that's the case, isn't it? It's about what's understood by one. And some of these things can be, you know, intergenerational, and some of them can be lost in a generation. And I suppose we really have to be mindful of trying to keep them. You know, another one I was thinking of this afternoon is, now you're sucking diesel, where something that's very negative is used to describe a positive situation. So you could be doing one of your political debates later on, it could be getting really meaty, and your producer will say, good, now you're sucking diesel. But I mean, to suck diesel in its literal sense is not good, but it's used as a kind of a bountiful praise, isn't it?
It is. Listen, the way we can put the F word in the middle of a word, like in un-effing believable, says somebody. Phil and Lucan says, who opened their lunch for who farted? I haven't heard of that one. John the Napper says the definition of banjaxed in the dictionary is ruined, incapacitated or broken. Act 6, she got polio, resulting in a banjaxed leg. That's Phil's example of where it came from. And on the nickname front, there's a lad in our town, says one listener, and his nickname is Chili because his name is Con Carney. That's a great one. I like that one. Chili con carne. Edward Hayden, who knows how to make a mean chili con carne, I've no doubt. The TV chef and the culinary lecturer at the Southeast Technological University. Thank you. Claire Ronan, broadcaster. Thank you as well. Mihol, that's my favourite one, says another listener. A difficult customer once replied to me with just that when I was looking for payment. Kay, though, says, why are other countries so obsessed with how we speak? Surely ghee is elsewhere in the world. We're not that unique, says Kay. Ah, Kay, come on, come on. We're not unique in having our own peculiar way of speaking, but our peculiar way of speaking is unique, I think, if that makes sense. Richard the Thatcher says Langer and Langers for drunk, which is Cork speak, obviously. There's a guy from a town in the west of Ireland with the nickname Bungalow because there's nothing going on upstairs, apparently.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.